Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Then he said this, Father, glorify your name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and I'll glorify it again. Now that's prayer. I said, that's prayer. He said, Father, glorify your name. And the Father said, I have and I'll glorify it again. That's two-sided. Did you hear that? Is that available to you and I?
Yes, sir.
Now, you may not hear an audible voice. And this was an exception with him and other people being around. You don't have another place where it said that he heard an audible voice. You know, I'm not saying he didn't. When they're on the Mount of Transfiguration, a similar thing happened. But notice the people's response. When they heard it, verse 29, they said what?
Thunder.
It thundered. Somebody said, did you hear that? What was that? First fellow said, that's thunder. See them clouds over there? And other people said, an angel spoke to him. And Jesus said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. See, the Father was so real to Jesus, he didn't have to hear an audible voice for him to believe that he was there. Did you hear me? He communed with him all the time without an audible voice. But you know, this tells you a whole other realm of things. Depending on where you are spiritually, you hear differently. It's amazing. Two people can be sitting side by side in a service and hear the same thing. One leave bored, the other leave changed forever. Heard the same thing, and yet they didn't hear the same thing. You can hear and not hear, right? These people heard the audible voice of God speaking. He heard it. I guess his disciples heard it. Other people heard it. Said, no, that wasn't thunder. Didn't you hear that? That was God. Other folks said, that was thunder. Yeah. I've had people try to challenge me and say, well, you know, show us a healing and we'll believe it. No, you won't. Faith doesn't come by seeing.
Right.
No. Remember, the Bible said the disciples saw Jesus come walking on the water. They saw it, right? And it says, and they were filled with faith. Huh? No, they were filled with what?
Fear.
Aren't they seeing a miracle? Isn't it right in front of their eyes? Did it give them faith? Faith does not come by seeing. You can see the greatest miracles in the earth and leave doubting if you choose to. You can explain it away. You can say, oh, no, they had that framed up, or that would have happened anyway, or, you know, well, it would have went into remission by itself, and no, that would have worked out anyway. Listen, something good happens for you, every good gift, every perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights. Give him the glory. Give him the credit. Say, the Lord did it for me. Right? Don't be a doubter. Be a believer. Right? Don't you like that? He says, Father, glorify your name. Father answers right back out loud and says, I have, and I'll glorify it again. Whew. Everybody say, Lord, bring us up.
Lord, bring us up.
To the same kind of prayer life,
our Master had.
Amen. Go to Matthew 6, please. He taught us how to pray in the so-called Lord's Prayer. They asked him, they said, Lord, teach us to pray. And in Matthew 6, you see Matthew's account, he gives more detail. That's why we're going there. But let's look at it and examine it. Remind ourselves. Now, this is so rich, as you know, you could spend a month on this every day and night and not exhaust it, and you spend the rest of your life. But let's remind ourselves of some of the basics of how he's taught us to pray. Verse 5 of Matthew 6. He said, when you pray, so he expects that you will be praying, You shall not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say to you, they have their reward. That's all the reward they'll get, is people looking at them and going, whoo, boy, they sure can pray. I really don't care for that. I like to see results. Don't you? Changes in the earth, in our life. And he said, but when you pray, enter into your closet. How many believe in big closets? Yeah. There you go. And when you have shut your door, that's a walk-in closet. pray to your Father, which is in secret, and your Father, which sees in secret, shall reward you openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions. Listen to yourself when you pray. When you hear yourself saying the same thing over and over again, you know, like used to be on the old vinyl records, get the needle, take it off. Say, well, quit that, boy. Who are you talking to? Be aware of who you're talking to. He's listening, right? And he said, don't be like the heathen. They think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Now, there's a lot of Christians that think that the key to answers is much prayer. But he warned us about it. No, it's not in quantity. It's not in seeing how many people you can get to pray. It's not in how long you pray. It's in praying effectively, praying in faith, praying the Word of God, praying the will of God, right? Don't see how long you can pray. I mean, you know, if you and I are talking, you don't want to see how long you can drag the conversation out. Right? Do you? I shouldn't want to see how long I can drag the conversation out. And you know, a lot of people have a bad habit of that. Phyllis and I laugh about it sometimes because, you know, with everything that's going on, sometimes we've had a full slate. And sometimes people will just call you on the phone and want to chat. And you're looking at this pile of stuff on your desk and you got four other lines that are lit up and they're just going on and on about why. Because they don't have much going on. And you're thinking, come on, get to it. We got places to go, people to see, things to do. How many understand you shouldn't come to the throne room and just drag around with what you're going to say? Now, if you want to wait on the Lord, that's fine. Just worship Him. Wait on the Lord. But when you're praying, get to the point. Right? Get to the point. Pray what you mean. Say what you mean. Mean what you say. Right? Avoid all this vain repetition and excess speaking with no substance in it. He said, be not ye therefore like to them, for your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask Him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Now, he didn't say always pray this exact prayer, but after what? After this manner. How's it start? As we go through this, you'll see things that we've gone over in detail prior to this. What we talk about prayer is how? To the Father. In Jesus' name. This is how you start. Our Father. You're praying to the Father. The Father. Our Father, which art in heaven. What's next? Hallowed be thy name. Didn't we talk about that? We looked at, you must beware of using the Lord's name in vain. And a lot of people are doing it, I mean, every day, and they don't even see it, I guess. It's popular among teenagers to use this phrase, oh my God. That's using the Lord's name in vain. Did you hear me? You got to watch about just mindlessly, you're calling it praying, but you're going, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh, God. Well, like we've said before, what if you got an audience with President Bush? And you went in and fell across the desk and said, oh, President Bush. Oh, President Bush. Oh, President Bush. For 15 minutes. Well, I doubt you'd make it that long. They'd have you out of there. But after several times of that, he'd say, what? What do you want? Sit down. Quiet down. What do you want? So we must not get into this mindless ritual, just being religious. Oh God, oh God, oh God. His name is to be reverenced. His name is to be respected. His name is to be held holy. The name of Jesus, by which we have access to the Father, is to be held holy and precious. Right? When we say Father, we're not saying that loosely. We're talking to Him. Right? When you say Father, when you say our God, when you say Jesus, when you say Master, you better be talking to Him or about Him. Right? And not just throwing those names around loosely. And when you come before Him and you say, Father, we come to You in Jesus' name. I mean, you say it with every bit of honor and respect that you have within you. Right? Today's Father's Day. We should give honor to whom honor is due. We should honor our fathers. I mean, understand, if you know the Bible talks about honoring your mother and father. Under the Old Testament, failure to honor father and mother was punishable by death. Right? Such a serious thing. And we live in a generation where children are so disrespectful and people are so rude. I was talking to somebody the other day and they kept talking about Jane this and Jane that. And I said, who's Jane? They said, well, you know, my mother. That's not okay. That's not okay. Somebody kept talking about, well, my old man this, my old man that. Who are you talking about? Well, you know, my father. No, that's not okay. I said, that's not okay. Him, His name is to be reverenced, held holy. Can you say amen? You know, Dr. Kenneth Hagin, my father in the faith, gone home to be with the Lord now. I'm rejoicing with him. And, you know, we taught in the school there for a number of years. And sometimes I'd meet alumni out across the country in different places. And sometimes people would come to me, and this is happened more than once. And they say, well, how's the old man? They're talking about the founder of the school and ministry that they attended, that they're alumni of. They're talking about the person that they said, you know, God used to change their life through the revelation. How's the old man? You want to say, but you don't. How many understand our natural fathers is not the old man? Right? Our Father God. You know, sometimes people, they want to show that they have intimate communion with the Father God. And so they use, you know, different terminology to try to show that. And somebody's telling me the other day, well, I got the ghost. I got the ghost. What do you mean? You know, the Holy Ghost. Show a little more respect. Huh? Well, you know, I'm just talking about my dad, my daddy-o, my daddy-o. Well, he is your dad. And you should know him as dad. But watch it. You know, we don't serve a Disney God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.